Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike DeFabo covers the Penguins, of course, for the Post-Gazette, and he's on the line right now. Mike, question for you. We've asked Brooke Pryor this. We asked, it started because of KDKA-TV's Mary Hours. Mary sent a tweet to me, to Filippone. I don't know if Donnie got included on it or not. I think he once again may have been left out in the cold. She and her husband had gotten their kids to bed early and were supposed to have sort of an in-house date night, which she said was derailed more or less by his watching a clip from our show via Twitter while he was supposed to be eating and presumably talking to her over dinner. Your thoughts. What would Jenna do if that was something that you pulled a stunt? You were watching a PM team clip because you were just so engrossed in what we were doing.
Well, actually, she's typically the one that gets derailed by things like that. She's very engrossed in Twitter. And so, like, she saves TikToks because I'm 32 years old and she's, like, 28. So I'm past that. So she'll save TikToks and then show me in person. So I could definitely see her actually being the one being derailed and being, like, consumed by her phone.
But specifically, if it was the PM team, like, because I could literally see in the picture Mary took of her husband. He had, like, one of those clips we put up after the show that's, like, 2 minutes from the show. Maybe if you say something insanely inflammatory in the next 10 minutes, you'll be in that clip today. I could see him literally just staring down at the table at his phone, and it's me talking to, like, who was it yesterday, Donnie? Was it like Roundtree we were having on? Yeah. It's a clip of me just talking to Josh Roundtree. So you wouldn't think that might be an issue, that specific thing, the PM team?
See, I think what you're doing here is you might have a business opportunity on your hands. You and Filippone or whoever could do like a little date night thing. You guys do a dinner and a show and people come with a date. And then you guys talk sports, and maybe they serve chicken wings. Donnie would probably be all about that.
Can you imagine Donnie in a fancy butler's uniform, like walking around with a tuxedo and the white linen cloth, and he's got like just chicken wings with toothpicks in them? Ma'am, a flat.
That'd be amazing. And then you guys are just ripping off sports takes while people are trying to have a romantic evening.
You know, Craig Riley, our boss, is probably listening right now. He's very diligent. He's very dedicated. I'm not kidding you, Mike. There is a greater than zero chance that a PM team dinner date night happens in the next 365 days. Just because, the way I know Craig, he'll do that.
And all I'm looking for is a small kickback. I'm idea guy. That's a free idea. I mean, if I could just have a couple of the chicken wings or something like that, that'd be good enough for me.
I was going to say, we could pay you off very easily. Flats or drums, Mike? When you did, so you have these two pieces up that I really enjoyed. I liked how thorough these were. I'm serious about this one, Mike. I'm not the time for playing, grab ass now when this interview is over, because I really enjoyed what you did. I really enjoyed how thorough you were with both the Chris Letang and Evgeny Malkin point counterpoint pieces. Did you have to channel like Jim Carrey and Me, Myself, and Irene to get in the mindset to do these, where you argued essentially against yourself for each player?
Yeah, no, that's how I was going to tease it on Twitter, is like these two sides are sitting at the bargaining table going back and forth. I was sitting at my kitchen table going back and forth on what these guys were worth. But the whole idea of it basically is Ron Hextall came out last Monday and he said, or this Monday actually, and he said that he'd like to keep Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang in Pittsburgh through the duration of their careers and have them retire Penguins in a perfect world. But like going out and saying that, that's just step one. Now you have to figure out what's the real price. And so for each of these guys, it's a little bit of a different discussion because with Chris Letang, the question is basically how much of the hometown discount is he willing to take? Because he still is an elite defenseman who could probably be paid like an elite defenseman, you know, upwards of $8, maybe $9 million a year if he's looking for the most money on the open market, maybe even more than that. Whereas Evgeny Malkin, the question becomes, which version of Evgeny Malkin are you going to get? Because the 2 years prior to injury, he was producing on a point-per-game basis that made him one of the top five players in the league, which is wild. But over, you know, since he came back from that injury, he's not nearly as effective at five-on-five. You can look at some of the stats, and there's an argument to be made that there's guys who made $3 to $5 million who were producing on the same level as Malkin last year at 5-on-5. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. So, you know, both of them, the point of the piece is kind of like, yeah, Ron Hextall wants to sign these guys, but what's the price tag for them?
Well, when you were making like the cases for each side, because I think it's an interesting exercise because it's like a college paper where maybe you have to do a compare and contrast or something, but you really do have to try to make an honest case and look at all the variables. So when you got done, I'll go one at a time here. Did the sign, you did leave this, and I would stress that people should go read these at the Post-Gazette online because they're really good. In your own mind, because you left the ending sort of ambiguous on each one in a lot of ways, which case was more compelling for Letang, the bite the bullet and keep him, like the case for Letang, or the case to say they've got to move on here?
Yeah, like when I was doing this, I kept finding a lot of ways that I could poke holes in Evgeny Malkin's game. And like I said, I mentioned that since the injury, he hasn't been as good at 5-on-5. In one area in particular, is he's been not nearly as dangerous off of the rush. And that's been kind of like a staple of his game, and that's a staple of Mike Sullivan's system. Also, his giveaways are like a career high in terms of rate last season. So I found all these reasons for Malkin why you could punch holes in his game. And for Letang, it was so much more difficult. And for Letang, I kept coming back to, like, look, this guy still is an elite defenseman. He's known as this workout warrior. He plays a ridiculous number of minutes. You look at the guys that produce the points that he has and who play the number of minutes he has, and all these guys are making, you know, $8, $9, as much as $11 million per season. And maybe the biggest thing is that there's not a natural replacement for Chris Letang. Like, if you lose Chris Letang, that means you're probably going to have to play John Marino more than you'd like. That means you're going to have to play Chad Ruedel and Mark Friedman way more than you'd like. Or you have to go out and sign somebody. And if you go out and sign somebody, you're probably going to be spending more money than you'd like to get a player that's not as good as Chris Letang. So there's no question. I don't think it's even an argument that Chris Letang is the harder player to replace. And if you're Ron Hextall, that's the guy you've got to prioritize in terms of signing. But for all the same reasons that I just laid out, he's also going to be the harder guy to sign because all the other NHL teams are out there looking at these same things. And if they want somebody who's a top pairing righty who can quarterback their power play for the next 4 or 5 years and are willing to, you know, if they've got salary cap space to do so, I think that there could be some competition to sign him.
Talking with Mike DeFabo, Penguins beat writer for the Post-Gazette right now on the PM team. Do you think Letang, I mean, we know here Crosby's primacy sort of supersedes everybody else on the roster, and Malkin, when he's right, it's similar. He's the 1A. You think Letang is viewed around the league as somebody that, with his skills still being high, with his fitness being good, even at his age, that on other rosters, to your point there, that other teams are going to be looking at him, that he could be seen as sort of a franchise, not a cornerstone, but as a face of a franchise kind of player?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, one team that really stands out is the Montreal Canadiens. So he's a guy that's French-Canadian. He was born in Montreal, and now his agent works as the GM of the Montreal Canadiens. So, I mean, I could picture a scenario. He already wears a letter on his chest here for the Penguins. I mean, if he goes to Montreal, I could very easily see him being the captain of that team. And I don't know if he would want that responsibility. There's a lot of burden that comes with that and a lot of pressure that comes with that. But Without question. I mean, I think even around the league, even more so than in Pittsburgh, he's put on a pedestal. Like in Pittsburgh, we see him game in and game out. And so we know the Chris Letang who takes chances and who turns the puck over sometimes to maximize his offensive skill set. Whereas other like beat writers or other fans of other teams, they watch Chris Letang play and they see him dazzling with his skating. It's unlike few other defensemen in the league. They see the way that he shoots the puck, the way that he carries the puck, all of his offensive upside, and they don't see as many of his warts. So without question, he's a guy that is very well respected throughout the league for sure.
Mike, do you think ultimately in the end that it's more likely they keep Letang, even though he's going to be difficult to keep? Like, how do you think of these two players it shakes out? One stays, one doesn't, both leave, or both stay somehow?
I honestly keep going back and forth in my head with what happens. I mean, I could picture Letang, because he can command top dollar, going and signing a big contract somewhere and signing a longer-term contract than the Penguins are willing to give him. And I could see Malkin really biting the bullet and deciding, like, look, I've made a ton of money in my career. It means more to me to finish my career here in Pittsburgh over the next 3 years than to have another house in Florida kind of thing. But I also don't know. I also don't know, because I also can imagine a world where Ron Hextall looks at it and he's like, look, I can spend the same $6 million to go get Vincent Trocheck to be my second line center instead of Evgeny Malkin. And then I sign Chris Letang and we say, sorry, Malkin, like, we love you. You did great things here in Pittsburgh, but my name's not on the Stanley Cup because of you. So I feel no emotional attachment to you. So as much as you might want to play your 1,000th game here in Pittsburgh next season, I'm not going to be the guy that gives you extra money to make that happen. So I truthfully do not have a great feel on which way this is to go, because it's fascinating. I've really gone back and forth with it.
All right. Well, I think you and the rest of Penguins Nation is feeling the same way about this. So how about we end on a lighter note then, on something that's not as heavy as the breakup of the big three. You a big cookout guy in general, Mike?
Huge cookout guy. There's nothing better than being outside, drinking a beer, maybe having something to eat, friends. Come on, what more would you
Hamburgers,
want?
Hot dogs, or brats, if you had to pick one?
I'm typically a hamburger guy, but since you kind of like, I saw you in the office earlier today, and I started thinking about it. How about some kielbasa with like a little brown mustard on it? Like I used to, when I was a kid, my parents always used to go to Bardini's in Crabtree, and they had this jalapeno kielbasa.
Oh, Donnie just popped big one for that, right? Popped a big pop over there in the producer studio. In Crabtree?
I'm assuming not many people know where Crabtree is.
Yeah, where the
is,
hell
it's
is
a very,
Crabtree?
It's a very little town, little neighborhood in Westmoreland County. It actually has three school districts all split right in there. Greensburg, Salem, Hemphill, and Latrobe.
Okay, so you'd go there.
It's a great place. My family's restaurant, Rizzo's, I'll give them a plug. It's out there in Crabtree as well. But they have this incredible meats. It's this great butcher shop where they have all fresh meats, all like, you know, they do everything there themselves, and they're famous for their kielbasa and their hams and stuff like that. And I'm telling you, this stuff is to die for. Like, if you, and I'm insisting on brown mustard too. That's the condiment of choice. If you're going to be eating a hot dog or a brat or something like that, you got to go with the brown mustard.
All right. Be that as it may, and that is a very tempting proposition here, I want you to listen carefully to this clip. This guy, he's a big, I want to say, is he a big national radio guy? He is a big guy. And he's on the morning show on CBS Sports Radio. Man's name is Sean Marash. You might have seen him trolling Penguins fans because he's a big Rangers fan during that series. Listen to him this morning. He got to take the keys, Mike, and host a national show today because it's a long holiday weekend and I guess their main host was off. Listen to this man talk about hot dogs for a second. And tell me if, as you're listening very closely, you hear anything strange.
Who calls hot dogs dogs?
Hold on. Almost hit the finish there before we were supposed to. Here we go. Hold on. Donnie, you know what I did here? There we go. Here we go, Mike. Sorry about that.
And I look, you know me. DA did the Thirsty Thursday toast to ice cream yesterday. I'm an ice cream all year round guy. The other thing, hot dogs should be all year round, but I oftentimes forget about them in the winter. The amount of dongs I'm going to take to the face this weekend. Oh, I can't wait. I'll probably have two tonight, three tomorrow. And I'll mix them up, too. A little ketchup dong, a little coleslaw dong. That dong, the dong, dong, dong. Oh, I love it. Grilled hot dog over the dirty water dog, too. Oh, I love it. Oh, in, around my mouth, the whole thing. Make it a mess. Erica's with us. Erica, hello.
Who calls hot dogs dongs?
Your thoughts, Mike. He was switching in and out of hot dog and dongs. And he went on to say later that that's just what he and his buddies call them.
I'm not sure if I have a comment on that I can say on live radio. That's an interesting take there.
The boss of CBS Sports Radio tweeted him, like Spike Eskin tweeted him and said, "This man has problems." Basically, like this guy's...
I thought the official nickname for a hot dog was a glizzy, right?
Donnie said glizzy earlier, and neither of us even knew what the word meant.
I don't know what it means either. It might even be something I'm not allowed to say on live radio.
Well, Donnie, I said it earlier. You're all right.
I thought like people called him like a pork missile or something like that. Like people say, like you go golfing, it's like, oh, let's get a pork missile and a couple beers at the turn.
I've never heard anyone call it a dong before. That's not something that we say that I've ever heard.
Get down like that in Crabtree, Pennsylvania, right?
They do not. No, I get chirped for the way that I say hot dog in general because they say it like a yinzer, but I don't know how to say words correctly. So,
well, don't worry. You don't say it like Sean Marash does over at CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.